Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
We've talked a little bit about shoplifting, especially when it comes to the stores that ask to see a receipt as you walk out the door, and they often say they're doing that to prevent shoplifting, and a lot of people have very strong feelings about that. And we've had discussions before about whether or not shoplifters generally are the people who go in and shop at the store or whether they're people who work at the store. It's usually a combination of both. It depends what kind of store it is, what kind of merchandise they sell, and so on. But occasionally you hear stories like this. Major San Francisco Bay Area retail theft ring busted. 5 people arrested. $8 million in stolen merchandise recovered. John sent me a story. Thank you very much. CBS Local San Francisco Bay Area KPIX Television ran the story. 5 suspects are facing a variety of charges after approximately $8 million in stolen merchandise was recovered by local law enforcement. They busted a major retail theft ring, and this is according to the California Attorney General making the announcement recently. The AG said that several people have been arrested, facing charges for allegedly buying stolen goods and reselling them for profit. So they were buying the stolen goods, but the question is, where do the stolen goods come from? The arrest came as a result of a joint investigation by the Division of Law Enforcement's White Collar Investigation Team, the San Mateo County Sheriff's Office Crime Suppression Unit, the California Highway Patrol, and the San Francisco County DA's Office. Back in September, during a search and arrest warrant operation in the San Francisco Bay Area, agents seized and recovered approximately $8 million of stolen merchandise from retailers across the Bay Area. And these are stores like CVS, Target, and Walgreens, as well as $85,000 in cash from the suspects' residences, a warehouse, and they had storage facilities. This is a ring so large, they've got storage facilities for their stuff. AG said last Wednesday's arrests are an example of what can be accomplished when law enforcement agencies partner together to address serious crimes impacting our communities. Now, they had all kinds of stuff here. One person said, it's a lot of stuff. Sure is. Trailer after trailer, bin after bin, sack after sack, stored on pallets, stacked floor to ceiling, 2 stories tall. Took a team of 30 people 2 days to catalog it. Mostly merchandise from CVS as part of Operation Proof of Purchase. Dugan, who made the statement, it's a lot of stuff, Ben Dugan, is one of CVS's top experts on organized crime and says they've been tracking the so-called boosters, which is shoplifters, as they enter the stores and stuff bags with merchandise. The boosters then met up and, according to investigators, sold the items to crew leaders or street fences. So detectives say these people would actually post photos on social media of all their stolen goods and stacks of $100 bills. And again, at least they're not rapping about it, but social media is one of those things that is so addictive that even criminals can't stay off of it. And some of them allegedly post photographs that might come back to haunt them later. Dugan, the guy from CVS, said they pay those thieves approximately $1 to $2 an item, and then they sell it to an illicit wholesale operation. So from there, a distributor who called himself the Medicine Man buys the stolen items. Medicine Man, a lesser-known Sean Connery film, which I actually liked, but many people didn't care for it. Video from a police stakeout shows one of the men unloading trunkloads full of merchandise at one of his warehouses, which included mouthwash, cleaning supplies, shampoo, foot spray, over-the-counter medicine, and more than $1 million worth of razors. You wonder why they lock razors up? This is why. He allegedly directed the boosters to steal small, compact items with long expiration dates and high resale value. Yeah, because those long expiration dates, you don't want your stolen stuff to go stale. Based on a reconnaissance, they're going across the bay. They're going into San Francisco and just got larger and larger, and more people were getting involved, said a man from the San Mateo County Sheriff's Department. Working with a task force, investigators tracked the stolen goods to 16 different storage lockers, warehouses, and homes across the Bay Area. Much of the goods were then sold online through what law enforcement says was a shell company run by one of the men. When law enforcement raided the man's home, they found him and his wife in a pile of cash, a high-speed bill counting machine, and multiple vehicles. At the home of the crew boss, they found bills behind a picture frame, stacks of $100 bills, and money was laundered through real estate transactions and other businesses. You know, when you've reached a point in your life and you need a high-speed bill-counting machine, you just wish you'd gotten the money legitimately, you know? You go to the bank, you know, and you can hear somebody over there using those machines. And, it, you know, once you realize those are bills going through, it sounds good, you know? The suspects have all been charged with criminal profiteering, money laundering, conspiracy to commit a felony, possession of stolen property, and organized retail theft. Organized retail theft. The San Mateo District Attorney's filed the charges against the suspects in San Mateo County Superior Court. Over the course of investigation, which began back in April, investigators also uncovered evidence exposing the international scope of the theft ring. The suspects allegedly transported, stored, and stole stolen goods in other countries and laundered the money back to the U.S. CVS estimates organized retail crime costs California, just California, about $40 million in lost sales tax revenue. See, and I've mentioned this before, that when you're talking to somebody at the state, in politicians, okay, politicians, whether it's governor, legislator, or simply a bureaucrat, if you tell them we've got a problem with crime, there's going to be this dazed look across their face, kind of like, oh, more work for us. The second you say, and it's costing you tax dollars. So what? Suddenly, it became interesting. So CVS pointed out that all of this theft probably cost the state of California about $40 million in lost sales tax revenue. Okay, the mention of tax dollars to a politician is kind of like, and people who own dogs will know this, the sound your refrigerator door makes when you open it, even if you open it carefully, when you open your refrigerator door, many pets, dogs and cats, will recognize that sound. The food locker just opened. And where'd you come from? I mean, dogs materialize when they hear that sound. The same way politicians wake up when you say, oh, by the way, it costs the state tens of millions of dollars of lost tax revenue. Suddenly it got interesting. So CVS says that each family in California pays approximately $500 more per year in increased prices at retail simply because so much stuff gets stolen that they got to make up for it by charging more for the other stuff. Meanwhile, funding for the Organized Retail Crime Task Force ends in July 2021. So they're hoping that this kind of publicity for them will help them survive and move on. With much more work ahead, they hope they'll be renewed. So again, the crazy part of this story is how widespread this is. And they've arrested five people, a variety of charges, with $8 million in stolen merchandise. And they had so much stolen merchandise, they had storage lockers and warehouses for it, and they had to have bill counting machines at home to count the cash they were making. And what's crazy is stuff was stolen and being sold for a dollar or two that had a retail value substantially more than that. So they're making that much money flipping the stuff that cheaply. Think about how much stuff they stole. That's crazy. So that's a great story. John sent it to me. Major San Francisco Bay Area retail theft ring busted. Five suspects arrested. $8 million in stolen merchandise recovered. CBS Local, San Francisco Bay Area. K-Pix reported it. And it's a great story. Questions or comments, put them below. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Be thankful for everything that happens in your life. It's all an experience.